Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 78 and verses 58 to 60.
For they provoked him to anger with their high places. They moved him to jealousy with their idols. When God heard, he was full of wrath, and he utterly rejected Israel. He forsook his dwelling at Shiloh, the tent where he dwelt among mankind.
Your sad picture here again. I just want to just emphasize here on their high places actually brought them low, and their idolatry, it brought them low. And relevant to us, we need to see here, and then also it brought them low, and God moved out and never ever moved back to that tent again. Well, praise God, he was moving on to his perfect plan in Jesus, and that's come to pass now. And so he made us so he could dwell with us, walk together with us, and bless us and lead us into the goodness, the measure and stature, the fullness of Christ, and all the blessings of the new kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. That's the reality. This is all the shadows that took place, but we've come to that great reality. But these lessons that we have here is very important. You see, if you caught with high places and with idolatry, you are worshipping things, and you are putting things before the Almighty God, which is also your Father. And that's a horrible thing. It's like a section of ground that you got for a garden. And if you let the thorns and the thistles grow up there, the things that aren't any use, it's hindered, it's taking the place of the beautiful things that could be there, that was that could be in that garden. And so it's so important that we come to see if our high places are not found relevant to scripture and relevant to promises, it needs to go out. We need to get behind me, Satan, and our idol worship, we need to throw it away. Because why? We don't want this just to be these thorns and these thistles, or have them in our lives, and then we are also thorns and thistles. We hurt our family, we hurt mankind, we are not the blessing God made us to be. And so we've got to come to a place and say, out, no room for you, Satan. We come to our senses like the prodigal son, and then God can plant the beauty, the goodness, all the goodness that he's got in store for us. He can plant that into our lives. So that's so important to understand. And I mean, you know, it's nothing can compare to the goodness. No eye has seen or ear has heard the goodness God has prepared for each and every one of us. So that's so unique and so special. And that's where you got that scripture. You know, these rich people that are now pushing this evil agendas, they think this is good. This is their high spots and this is their idolatry. But it's nothing compared to the goodness God has got in mind for them. But they've turned and forsaken the living God. And that's where his word is so relevant to them. What good if you gain the whole world and you lose your own soul? So there we can just see, you know, gaining the whole world seems to so many people, and when we were in our futility and childish in our thinking, we also thought, hey, you know, riches and fame would get you somewhere. But we've woken up to that's a fantasy. We're never going to be pleasing to God, and we can land up in eternity in the wrong place. So we need to understand that which God wants to give us is so much better. And that's where we find our soul. What is our soul? Our will, intellect, and our emotions. So we find our will, The plans God has got for us, and that's what we have in mind, and that's what we experience, spirit, soul, and body. So it's just so good to know your God's goodness is supersedes any of the distractions that we get here on earth, and we pulled into by powers and principalities of darkness. Amen. God has got a beautiful inheritance for you. So know that afresh this morning and embrace that and draw close to the living God and stay with the living God. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.